Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 14. All right, today we're going to talk about styling animal print on a budget. And this is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called Styling Animal Print on a Budget. Hello, it's the same name. So you can go ahead and follow along on the blog post and see the items that I'm going to be talking about throughout this episode. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. So here's the thing with animal print. For me, it's been a wardrobe staple or something that I use every year. Kind of starts creeping up in stores around the fall. So end of summer, you start seeing animal print. And I just kind of wear it throughout in different ways, throughout the year in different ways. However, I think that one of the issues with animal print is that it's like kind of on the cusp of being a bit edgy. It can go wrong really fast if you're not wearing it the right way. So in this post, I want to talk about just some of my tips and, how I go about finding animal print, still staying within a budget, and some of the things I look for when I'm, going to go ahead and, wear some animal print. I do some research always when I'm doing a blog post, so that I, just have a good idea of what I want to write about and kind of what's already out there. And one thing I found, which I think is true, is animal print is kind of edgy. And it used to be more like you would see like in the 80s, more like, people who were more punk and rock star type of style. It still has that edginess, but you want it to be, classy. You want it to look chic when you're wearing it. So that's kind of the dichotomy or what you're messing around with when you have animal print is that it's kind of edgy, but you're not looking for it to be too edgy, right? You want it to kind of give some visual interest to your outfit without looking like you're too much or looking silly. So what I'm going to talk about in this episode is just varying levels or different ways you can do animal print because not everybody's comfortable wearing a dress with animal print. So there's other ways you can do it and still add that visual interest to an outfit and still feel comfortable. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get right into a couple of my tips on what to look for with animal print, and then I'll talk about the items that I like to scoop up with animal print. So when I was thinking about how to write about animal print, one of the things that first popped in my head is quality of the fabric. So I think it's really important to look at the fabric when you buy like a skirt or a dress or a top in animal print, because the print is already a bit loud. So you want the fabric to be high quality. And so it kind of can, not look like you got a cheap item on. You want the print to be a bit edgy, right? But you want the quality of the item to look solid so that it adds a little bit of classiness to what you're putting together. So you get fabrics that are high end, so they don't look cheap. And, for me, you can still do this and stay under a budget. So the two items that I feature on this blog are different style dresses, both in animal print. The first one is from Zara. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw my IGTV. I had like a little video when I went to Zara trying to see if I can fit into anything. And I was able to fit into this animal print dress. So this one is kind of like almost like a maxi style. It's a really long dress, but the fabric, it has a bit of a stretch, bit of stretch to it, but it still is flowy and, it doesn't look cheap. And it was under $100, so it was $69 when I purchased it. I think when this episode comes out, it's on sale for less than that. So it is possible to find things under $100. The other dress is from Target's Who What Wear line. also animal print, kind of like a mini style dress with a tie neck up on top. This one was $34.99. Again, really, you know, reasonably priced. And I just added a belt that I also had from Target. I think that outfit is the whole thing, including the clutch purse, is all from Target. So you can find everything there. But I just wanted to show two, you know, items that are under $100 and that the quality of the fabric is pretty good, so that the animal print looks classy, doesn't look like, you know, cheap. The other thing I look for when I'm going to get something in an animal print is for neutral colors. I know there's other colors out there that could be like a red, like, you know, snakeskin. I kind of stay away from that. It has to be a really, you know, well-made item for me to you know, consider it. So usually I go with those neutral, the browns and the creams and the blacks, because then I can treat it as a neutral in my outfit and you know, add another color, you know, piece to it. So like a red, you know, cardigan or something green, something like that. So I try to stay away from color, you know, unless the item's really well made. And I think if you're just starting out with trying animal print, going with a neutral kind of palette is a better way to go, because then it's also more versatile. And, you know, we talk about how to make sure that you buy things you're going to wear. If it's more versatile, we're more likely to get it and wear it, right? So I'm always looking for those types of things so that it's something that I'm going to be able to wear in different ways, and I'm maximizing my budget. The next thing I want to talk about is the items to try out. So if you remember episode 6, I talked about all things red, where, you know, I know not everybody is into wearing all red, right? It's kind of bold, and same thing, you might not be ready to wear an animal print dress. I didn't wear one, like a dress full on with an animal print until like, I think last year after I started blogging. And it was funny because my teenager was like, oh, that's a little too much. And I liked it, you know, and now it's one of those dresses that I wear in different ways, and I'm so glad I got it. But, you know, not everybody can start there. You just got to figure out what you're comfortable with. So I wanted to go through kind of the different items you can have, like levels, I guess, of animal print items, and give you some ideas of where you can start, and then if you're already comfortable, like how to go all in with the dress. All right, so first thing to try would be accessories. I think a purse, a belt, you know, a clutch, those are things that are super easy to try. I even had a necklace. I didn't put that in the blog post, but you can go with a clutch. I think that's super versatile, you know, or a little purse that has leopard print, you know, so you can just add that to any outfit, really. I think like something red, you know, green, and just treat it like a neutral, whatever you would match with like something that's cream, right? The other thing to try would be a belt. I have a belt that is animal print. It's a little furry too, so it adds some texture to the outfit. I linked that in the blog post. If you go to this blog post, you'll go to get the link for an outfit that I had with an animal print belt. And then finally, a clutch. I have one on the blog post, but it's like a sequin clutch that you can move the sequins around and you can kind of make a faux animal print. But I think, you know, accessories are super easy to try and they're not too overwhelming. They just add a little visual interest to an outfit and something a bit different when you just kind of treat them as a neutral. Okay, after accessories, I think the next thing up would be shoes. I have about 2 pairs of animal print shoes that I wear on repeat. If you look on my blog, you'll see a link for a pair of animal print heels I got from DSW that I just mix in with different things. I feel like it's pretty versatile. You can wear them to work or the weekend. And then I think one pair of shoes that'd be really easy to kind of start off with animal print would be some flats. You know, I think it's something to, you know, add in that's easy to try, right? It's not too overwhelming to your outfit, but just add something a little different, something a little unexpected when it's animal print. Okay, so we're getting higher up in the levels of animal print. The next thing would be a skirt. I had one a few years back, and I just ran that thing into the ground. I wore it in so many different ways. Again, I think it's versatile enough that you can wear it on the weekends and for work. So, but again, the quality and the fit, all of those things we've talked about before in other episodes has to be there so it doesn't look cheap and it doesn't look kind of, you know, inappropriate for work. So I think a skirt is a great piece to get in your wardrobe if you're just starting out with animal print. And finally, dresses. I think, like I said, I just bought my first like full-on animal print dress last year and still have it in my closet and I still wear it. And what I like is that if the fit is right, the quality of the fabric is good and the color is, you know, the print is a nice kind of neutral print. You can wear it year after year and it looks like you just bought it yesterday because animal print, it doesn't really go out of style. It just kind of stays there. I think it just becomes a bit more of something you're going to want to wear in the fall and winter. So a little FYI for that. But anyway, so I have currently three dresses in my closet and the two on the blog post, you know, so it's that mini dress with the tie neck. And then I have this long kind of maxi style, you know, animal print dress from Zara. But I think if you're ready for it, a dress is definitely something that if the fit is right, that you will wear in different ways. And it'll be season after season. And I would say definitely, you know, go back and do some of those things that I talked about in episode one, where you try on the outfit, but try on the dress to make sure the fit is right so that it's an item that you're going to feel really comfortable wearing, and that you feel will work for you. So, you know, you got to keep an eye out for the right dress. I feel like it's one of those things that there's sometimes I see some like, oh, I like that. But when I try it, I'm like, oh, wow, this does not look good. Or, you know, when I try it on, I just don't feel like the fabric is well made. And so the print just doesn't look nice. So definitely stick to those rules, right? So that when you get an animal print dress, you're into it and you know it's something you're going to wear. And you should feel dynamite when you put it on. So you know that when you just add other accessories or other pieces, you're going to be into wearing it. And my final kind of tip with animal print dresses is that if you notice in the blog post, I kept everything else pretty simple. I went with just basic black heels. You know, the clutch purse is a little sassy or whatever, but it was the same colors. So I didn't have anything else, you know, could kind of competing with the animal print, if we could say that. So I think keep it simple if you're going to go with the dress. With the other, you know, accessories, you can add other prints if you want to, if you're feeling more adventurous. But I think with the dress, keep it super simple because the animal print itself is already pretty busy. All right, so there you have it. You are ready to try some animal print. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com. I am going to link this blog post that this episode was based on, Styling Animal Print on a Budget, in the show notes for you. And then when you go to this blog post, you'll get links to other blog posts where I talk about animal print that I've worn in other ways. So you'll have that all there. You're going to go ahead and see the two dresses, the one from Zara, and you'll get the video in there too of me kind of trying to figure out if I'll fit into anything in Zara. And then you'll see the dress from Who What Wear, both under $100, and they are linked in the blog post. And then I also have my size there. So if you're a similar size, you already know what size to try. And that's pretty much it. So go ahead, if you like what you're listening to, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review. I think I only got like one review right now. So if you could leave me one, that'd be wonderful. And let me know what you like, what you don't like. And go ahead and check out my Patreon so you can help me in developing the content that is meaningful for you. And if you want to find me, I'm always on Instagram, except when I'm at work. But otherwise, I am on Instagram. My handle is Mix It Up With Curves. You can find me there if you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.